All right, when we talk about TV shows and the houses that these families lived in, there's nothing more iconic than the Brady Bunch house in Studio City in Los Angeles, California. And there's no better Brady to talk about this. He's America's most reliable big brother. He's Johnny Bravo. He has championed this role and this series for so many years. He's the patriarch, really, of the family right now, and that's Barry Williams. Barry, how are you, my friend?
Dave, I'm doing just great. It's good to talk with you. And this has been one of the really interesting things that's come up in the career or the legacy of the Bradys is rebuilding the Brady Bunch house to resemble the set almost to every detail. It's been really remarkable.
It is amazing to see, and I watched that whole series because you had to dig into the house and to the floor, like dig into the ground, because it didn't really have an inset to it. You had to build a second floor. I mean, it was an adventure, but every time I see pictures, and as I mentioned to you before the call, it was seeing my friend Sean Compton, he's also my boss, and Billy Corgan and Craig Ferguson at a dinner you guys had, or an outing you had there, which is the most eclectic group of people I think I've ever seen doing something like that. But It just looks authentic, and for someone who grew up with it, it's amazing that it is done just to a T.
Well, they took a great deal of time to try and replicate even the stonework. For instance, they would put up a wall, and then they'd take a picture, and they would trace where the rocks were and the location and how they were set in to the wall, and then they would duplicate them. In order to maintain the facade from the outside so that it still looks like the Brady house, even though the house they were remodeling was one story and the Brady house was two, they had to dig out the foundation. They lowered the foundation so that they didn't interrupt the roof line on the top. And the wonderful thing, too, is that it's in very good hands now. It's owned by a woman by the name of Tina Trahan.
Yeah, she's going to be on the show
later.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, she is a tremendous custodian of the house. And she has opened up the door so that people actually have access to coming through. And she has tours that will come through. I think right now, I think it's for a limited time, but it's sort of on a limited basis. And get the full experience, but she has really moved that forward. She has put all kinds of what we refer to as Easter eggs, little things, touches from the various episodes. And I'll just name a few, like the House of Cards that the Brady kids were building and eventually collapsed, and the girls won. That was so unfair, I didn't even believe that script. They should have had the boys winning. And they have the car that Marcia and Greg were competing in order to not knock over the egg on the the cone. They have the dunking stall where Alice falls into the water. The silver platters where Brady Bunch was singing, and they were trying to get enough money to engrave the silver platter, and they actually got it and engraved. Well, she has a replica of that, exactly the detail. It's silver and it's engraved, and so these things show up. And of course, there's no tiger, the dog, anymore.
Right.
She has a stuffed tiger there.
Of course she does. That's awesome.
And the feeding bowl to go with it. It really makes it kind of fun, and it's a nostalgic romp. And guess what? The number one thing is for people. Number one, no matter if they don't do anything else, where they must get a picture.
The staircase. Yeah. Absolutely.
The Brady staircase.
Can you believe, though? I mean, I think about this all the time, and I was just looking at, like, the premiere date, and I'm about as old as the show, but I'm like, this show is almost 60 years old. I mean, it's heading there pretty quickly, and people can still, to this day, especially and I that watched in reruns over and over and over again, if I had probably 2 hours, I could write the scenario of every single episode because I must have watched them 30 or 40 times. And that's why I think this house, out of any, they cycle through the reruns over a few years. You've seen it 3 or 4 times just in that time frame. But it's amazing that this house very specifically holds such a special place in people's hearts and minds.
We think of it as another character.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, the six kids and mom and dad and Alice and the house.
Right.
Because it was such an integral part of the show. And, you know, most shows, and this was for budgetary reasons, most of the episodes took place in the house or some room. And so we are accustomed to seeing it, and we're and of course the designer of the living room was pretty forward thinking with that huge room and the staircase cutting up and where the windows are, and it made it very easy for the cameras to pan from the front door all the way past Mike's den in the living room and across the staircase and then to the kitchen.
So through all these iterations of the shows, from that and then later on with the Brady's and the Christmas movie and all that, like, I'm assuming they had to start from scratch in at every turn because these sets are taken down very quickly, right?
Yes, or damaged. The original set burned in a fire at Paramount Studios. Oh. It was in storage. And so it's been rebuilt several times. Even when I produced Growing Up Brady, which was a book I wrote about the experience of growing up with the show and what that was like, they had to rebuild the entire set. But they did it on the same sound stage, which I thought was very cool.
That is very cool.
And we filmed it at Paramount. So, and you know, we used to, because of Paramount Studios, where we filmed, had so many shows like, The Odd Couple and Mannix and,
I saw an
Happy
episode
Days
of Mannix
there.
Yeah. It was in the, they shot scenes in there.
You'd see it turn up and, you know, nobody says anything about it, but like, how could they think? You wouldn't recognize that as a take right out of their plot because what are they doing in the Brady Bunch living room?
Yeah. I almost feel like there were some pilots down there too, or spinoffs. Like I remember Ken Berry doing a spinoff. Maybe it was part of an episode that was supposed to be a spinoff, but I've seen it appear. And it's just, you're right. It's one of those houses you can't use for other, like it's going to be so, it was like the Bewitched House too, or the Cunningham house. You knew exactly where they were. And I can tell you, every time I come to California, no matter who I'm with, friends or family or whatever, I have to geek out on the way back to the airport. And I hit the Brady home and I hit the Cunningham home and people are blown away. They're like, these are real houses? I'm like, yeah, but at the time there was nothing like it inside. But now?
Well, yes, exactly. Yeah. And that is the nice thing too. And again, coming back to Tina Trahan, she's found a way, because it's in a residential area, to not be too intrusive with the neighbors. And to have fans that want to come in and walk through it and go through it on a tour. I think the tour is about an hour long. It's reasonable in her. She's reasonable in her pricing, and allow people to go in and enjoy it and take pictures and have memories and share things.
How old were you when the pilot was shot for the series?
14. I was 14 years old. 19 when it went off the air. Almost 20. And it was so all those, I like to say, not my very formative years, right? Only all my teen years, 14 to 20.
Right. But how, like, it must still, like, stun you that, 55, 60 years later that this show is still resonating with people. And I'm sure when you were filming it, you're like, this is my first gig on television or doing this show. I mean, you probably never imagined that this would be just a lifetime of love for you and the rest of the cast in the series.
Well, there would have been no way to predict it. And even so, even by television standards, our history is pretty remarkable in terms of times it's been remade, redone, reshaped, reformed. We have grown up with the Brady's in reruns, but we also grew up with the Brady's as the Brady Bunch, as a variety show, as a Very Brady Christmas, as the Brady Girls Gets Married, as a series in the 80s called The Brady's, and there were the books and the movies, the plays, so that are ongoing. And there was just be no way to foresee that. But I'll tell you what I'm grateful about. It's woven itself into the sort of the fabric of America.
It is.
And, you know, what do we stand? I mean, if you look at the Brady Bunch, what's the message here? The message is how to get along. The message is all for one, one for all. The message is honesty, integrity, values, you know, like simple, easy, light values. And I think maybe that's why it has withstood the test of time.
Barry Williams, if you want to catch up on where Barry's going to be next, go to BarryWilliamsOfficial.com. What a pleasure chatting with you. And yeah, as things move on and you do some more touring and the Christmas movie, as you mentioned, let's come back on. Let's have a conversation, especially if you're next time in Chicago.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks,
great talking
Barry.
With you.
Pleasure's
all mine.
Yes, sir.
Have a sunshine day.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right. Tonight, we're exploring famous TV homes you can tour or even Airbnb. Up next is the Brady Bunch House. We just talked to Barry Williams, and you can experience the real Brady House restored with precise detail at 11222 Dilling Street in Studio City, Los Angeles. Tina Trahan, she's a real estate investor, art collector, self-described unapologetic sitcom superfan who purchased the famous Brady Bunch house in Studio City in 2023 for $3.2 million. And Tina joins us tonight. How are you, Tina?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I am great. And you are a Chicagoan, a Chicago suburbs gal as well.
Yes, I'm from Elmhurst.
There you go. And you grew up watching the Brady Bunch, probably on Channel 32 or something here in Chicago, right?
You know, I don't remember what channel it was on, but it was a long time ago.
It was a long time.
I don't remember. Some people do remember, though, but I don't.
They do. All right. So how did you come about owning this iconic house?
Well, I always troll Zillow for real estate. And most of the real estate I own, I bought because of Zillow. And I saw it showed the staircase and inside the house. And it took me a minute. I was like, why does this look familiar? Because I haven't watched the show since, you know, junior high.
Right.
Probably,
right.
You know, yeah. A long time. And I loved the movie, though. You know, that was out in like 95 or 96.
Sure.
That
yep.
was hilarious. But
yeah.
I hadn't seen the show. And I was like, why does this look familiar to me? And that it was just the first thing that popped up on Zillow, if you put in anywhere
wow.
in LA.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, HGTV is selling it. So I told my realtor, I was like, I need this house. And she was like, why?
Right, right.
So we went to go see it. And I have to tell you, Dave, it's like nothing you've ever experienced. It feels like you walked into your childhood home and everything is exactly like it was left. It's like you walked into 1980 or whatever. It's
mm-hmm.
the craziest thing. Because like Christopher Knight said, like, it's America's childhood home. And people recognize that house in those rooms more than they recognize their own house, really. So
it's very true.
You know, it just like I felt like I was in this time machine and I wasn't sure if I was inside my television set when I was little or if I was just back in that time. It was crazy. And after I went in, I was like, I need this house. It's just too cool. You know, I've never seen anything like it. So
I love it.
I bought it.
I love it. I love it. Well, Barry was saying, too, he's a great guy, by the way, and he said, and he talked so kindly about you, too. He said, you know, the Brady Bunch is as American as apple pie. And so you really bought a piece of truly American, not even television history, but American history in that house.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. You know, it's the second most photographed house, you know, in America, next to the White House, they say, or privately owned anyway,
crazy.
That's not open to the public like Graceland or something. But it's when HGTV owned the house, they had security there 24 hours a day, and part of their job was to mark how many cars pulled up every day to
mm-hmm.
take photos. And not people, but cars. And during the week, it was 30 to 50 a day, and on the weekends, 50 to 80. Basically,
wow.
depending on the weather and stuff. So it's wild. People come from all over.
Yeah, and you got it landmark status too, right?
Yes, and by the way, Barry and Christopher Knight were amazing. They were amazing. They went to City Hall with me, and it was so nice of them. I was so grateful. You know, it was pretty cool. They went up, they spoke about in favor of it, of course. So.
That's very cool. And I heard Barry said you added a bunch of cool stuff to the house when you got it.
Well, I realized that there were so many. I thought, okay, I just thought about the things that were missing that HGTV did not have in the house.
Right.
And there were so many, even these like, you know, like stainless steel fish that are in the wall on the kitchen, and, you know, coffee pots and all of these things that they didn't have. And even when it's one thing's really funny, I guess with the show, when they did the renovation show, they borrowed a lot of things from people, like viewers sent them in and then they sent them back. But the one thing they could not get was this yellow Italian vintage ceramic cat. And so they made one out of paper mache and toilet paper rolls and painted it yellow, which is hysterical.
Wow.
But I was able to get the actual cat from Italy. And and there's a, I know there's a sandstone vase when you first walk in. It's like on the ledge where people walk in the door. And I found the exact one in an antique shop outside of Paris. I found things because they're vintage now. You can't get them.
Right.
It was such a scavenger hunt to find these one-off things that don't exist anymore. And I also had a lot of things made. You know, I had like every magazine, book, you know, even the safe laundry detergent box. You know, so many things I had made for the house or I found. You know, I found the exact brand and everything of the nightgowns that, you know, Carol used to wear.
Yeah.
Or
I remember those. Yeah.
Those I've got blue and pink and all of these things that added to in a payphone. I don't know if you
That's
remember.
That's right. The episode. Of course I do. Yeah. In the den.
Yes. I was able to find the exact same year of the payphone in the same color, and it was in great condition because a lot of them weren't. In Canada, there's this phone restoration guy. And yeah, so it's just so many things have been added. And of course, the cars. You know,
I
the cars, put the original wheels and tires, had them wrapped, you know, had them shipped out. So it's been just a nonstop scavenger hunt for things in the house. So it's been really fun.
You really immersed yourself in this once you got it, which I love. And I was going to say, I was there out there a couple of years ago, and I do geek out. I go see the Cunningham house. I was excited, hadn't been out there in a while. And when I was driving up to the house, you know, it's in a neighborhood. I mean, it's in a regular neighborhood. So what grabbed my attention immediately is I saw the brown station wagon, and then I looked up. I'm like, well, there it is, right there, which is a beautiful touch, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that, you know, what's funny is it started to get a little rusty. So right now I'm having it wrapped again, so it's not in front of the house, but the convertible is. And the red convertible, they did the driving test where they put the egg on the pylon. I don't know if you remember, but, you know, they wanted to see if Greg or Marcia got closer to it without knocking it over. Yeah. And in front of the convertible, I've got a pylon with a fake egg on top of it. So, and I had the Brady booth, that dunking booth. I had that built to scale, and that's in the yard. So I've just done so many things. Like, it's almost gotten ridiculous, but it's
but you know what it sounds like too? Like you said, you hadn't watched it since you were a kid, but obviously it came back, or you started watching some episodes and said, okay, this is my investment. What do we really do with this? And you really opened it up to folks. So you founded the Brady Experience, and it's a charity platform that lets fans go inside the home. So talk a little bit about that and how that works.
Yes, because I would never, you know, turn it into like the Airbnb because, you know, that carpet was from like HGTV found it from 1968 it's beige wall to wall. There's custom, you know, floral sofas and stuff. If someone dropped a meatball or spilled red wine in the house, I would lose my mind.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I can't do that. And I can't do really, you know, I can't do tours either. So one thing I have done, and I knew it when I bought the house that it would be great for this. I've raised a ton of money for charity. So I don't always offer them, but sometimes I do, you know, where there's a tour and you can go, and then it's great because I've helped out, you know, so many charities. And also
that's amazing.
John Ritter Foundation is doing something else at the house in October. So it's been great for charities, and it's amazing. And it's really hard for me because when I can't share it and people can't come in, it's kind of like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
It's like because you want, like, people want to come in there, you know, and I want people in there. And so doing it with charity has made it great. I don't, like I said, I don't do it all the time. However, when I do, it's been amazing. People love to take pictures and they dress up in their 70s clothes, you know.
I love it. I've seen a lot of that online, too. Well, it's so cool that not only you bought it, but you enhanced it. And then really made it a fabulous experience for people to come inside and relive their childhood. And as you said, it is one of the most photographed houses outside of the White House. So to make it accessible, allow people to go in there
is incredible. And if you want to find more about how to visit the house when you're in California, go to thebradyexperience.com. You'll see pics of the house and how you can do exactly that, rent it for special events, or just check it out and visit. Honestly, Tina, what a great purchase for you. So glad you did this. So glad you immersed yourself in this to make it so special for those who visit.
And by the way, the cast members, you know, they go there. Chris is there all the time. Christopher Knight, you know,
he sleep there.
Been there. Eve Plum's been there. Maureen McCormick's been there. Like they go there pretty often, so it's pretty cool. You know, some of them more than others, but it's fun because if they ever want the house for something, they've always got it too.
That's so amazing, great. Amazing. TheBradyExperience.com for more. Thank you, Tina. Thank you so much. And next time I'm out there, I'm coming. I'll tell you right now.
No, I'm not kidding. You have to. I'll be really mad if you don't.
Okay. Thank you, Tina. Appreciate that. Okay.